We're all looking for a way to ache less, sleep better, feel better. TheTrustedLab.com has helped me and a lot of our listeners. TheTrustedLab.com, completely legal, lab tested, based in Texas. They'll deliver to you wherever you are. TheTrustedLab.com, legal in all 50 states. TheTrustedLab.com, TheTrustedLab.com.
Time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air. Tomorrow night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, ZZ Top, we're scheduled to play. That concert, of course, will not happen. ZZ Top shared the sad news yesterday that its bassist, Dusty Hill, died at his home yesterday in Houston. He was 72. They released the following statement. We are saddened by the news today that our compadre, Dusty Hill, has passed away in his sleep at home in Houston. We, along with legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, and enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top. We will forever be connected to that blues shuffle in C. You will be missed greatly, amigo. Frank and Billy.
I've known these guys for a long time. If you look around the whole spectrum of the rock and roll world, and there's only one of them. They're unique, they're eccentric.
Okay, guys, tell me, ZZ Top, how'd you come up with a name like that?
We will tell three stories about it, but none of them will be true.
When you would see them on stage, it was like, wow, there they are. It was like seeing Bugs Bunny in person.
I'm ready.
I think the mystique of the band is what brought me to them. The look of a beard like that. What's the rest of your face like? All these videos, all this stuff, it only added to the mystery. Eliminator, when the car is everywhere, you don't see who's inside. These choreographed moves, it all keeps you from really knowing who they really are.
Even their sound had a mysterious quality to it, you know what I mean? I don't think you can put your finger on what it is. It's easy to say it's based in the blues and all that kind of thing, but I think it's got something else in it, but, you know, they may not even have an explanation for it.
Joseph Michael Hill, known to the world as Dusty Hill, was 72, born May 19th, 1949, and passing, as you know, July 28th. He and his brother Rocky were raised in the Lakewood neighborhood of East Dallas. He attended Woodrow Wilson High School in Dallas, where he played the cello. Grew up listening to blues, heavily influenced by Muddy Waters. He and his future fellow ZZ Top member, Frank Beard, the drummer, played in local Dallas bands like the Warlocks, the Cellar Dwellers, and American Blues. From 66 to 68, they toured the Dallas-Fort Worth-Houston circuit. In 1969, Dusty Hill was a member of a fake version of the British band The Zombies, along with Frank Beard. He recalled, being a musician in Texas had its own set of risks. And at that time, we had long blue hair in the 60s in Texas. I got probably less, we'll say crap, about having blue hair than about having long hair, because I believe they thought I was crazy. In 1968, the band decided to leave Dallas-Fort Worth and relocate to Houston. But his brother Rocky Hill wanted to focus on straight blues, while Dusty wanted the band to rock more. Rocky left the band, bad move, and Dusty and Beard moved to Houston, joining guitarist and vocalist Billy Gibbons of Houston's psychedelic rockers Moving Sidewalks. Used to be a restaurant in downtown Houston named in honor of them, in the recently formed ZZ Top, just after they released their first single in 69. Dusty Hill sang lead vocal on Tush, the band's first top 20 hit, and of course, one of its most popular songs. How about if, in addition to catching you up on the news of the day, we share some ZZ Top stories? Where you were when you saw them, where you were when you met them. There's some people out there, they may or may not call in, who've worked security for him, or were his lawn man, or were his guitar tech, or were his dear friend. And we'd love to hear your story. 713-212-5874. 713-212-5874. I have been told that Dusty Hill will be replaced in the band by Elwood Francis, his longtime guitar tech, and that was Dusty Hill's wishes, was that Elwood Francis would step in and play for him and that the band would continue on. I don't have confirmation on that. I read that. So I suppose that's true. I can't imagine. You know, those three had been together over 50 years. That's not just an amazing legacy. That's a friendship. For a band to stay together, that tight-knit, with no real internal squabbles after everything they've been through. I think my favorite picture of ZZ Top comes from Orange, not surprisingly. And they played, I believe it was the 1970 Little Cypress Mauriceville, which is, I grew up more in LCM area than I did Orange. In fact, that's where my brother lives today. And it's before they have their beards. And it said a band from Houston called ZZ Top came in and played the Graduation.
Michael Berry, known as the Czar, also known as El Tocino.
Allied Outdoor Solutions has been a show sponsor of ours in our Houston flagship market for almost 20 years now. And it's been fun because they've gone from just a handful of folks to growing and growing and growing, doing beautiful backyard solutions to make your backyard, your front yard, your side yard, your front driveway look like a resort. And over the years, they've added Austin, San Antonio, Dallas. And what the work they do, you can see it for yourself at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or have them come do it for you. 844-846-1010. 844-846-1010.
Take my wife, my way around.
The CEO of our company, Bob Pittman, was at 27 years old the founder of MTV. And by all accounts, including that of Billy, Dusty, and Frank, ZZ Top was launched by MTV. It was the perfect confluence. It was the perfect time. And MTV was the place that showcased who and what they were. They were launching most of their music in the late 70s, but it wasn't until the 80s and MTV that the world really figured out who the heck these guys were. A sound so much bigger than just three members. And maybe that's why they survived. If you think of the big band breakups of the great bands, from the Beatles to the Eagles to so many, Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant's son dying while he's out on tour. You think about this band staying together for over 50 years. That's incredible. That's a lot. A marriage struggles to make it 50 years. And they're out on tour constantly. That's a real friendship. That is a bond. That is incredible. To the phone lines we go. A tribute to Dusty Hill. 713-212-5874. Let's take them in the order you gave them, Ramon. We'll start with Brother Bill. You're up.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I just wanted to share the only time I've been to a ZZ Top concert was when they played the Fayette County Fair. First time I've ever been to a county fair in LaGrange. They had never played LaGrange. A lot of fun.
Yeah, just a few years ago.
Pardon me?
That was like 5 years ago, not long ago.
Yeah, three or four. My wife wanted to see B.J. Thomas, which she was like a groupie, just sitting up there like a little kid and swooning in front of B.J. Thomas. I wanted to see ZZ Top, and as you know, marriage is about compromise. So we both got what we wanted. It was a fantastic show. I didn't go up front. I had to watch them from the big screen. There's so many people there. I don't think LaGrange had any idea what they got themselves into. There were so many people, but they
well, the power balloon.
Mm-hmm.
I remember they didn't have enough power.
There was a lot of problems with the sound. Yes, sir.
Yeah, because if you'd never done a concert like that, you don't know how much power they consume, and somebody didn't have enough power in the trucks, and they blew the power, and it went out for 35 minutes,
several
I think.
Times.
I remember this.
Several times. Yeah, it was a mess, but they were so kind. You know, Billy, they just talked to us like me and you were talking, Michael. It was just like we were family. It was just so they're just good people. And when I was in Victoria in the 80s, the word was they were playing lots of clubs around Victoria and Cuero and Edna. I never have found that. I looked at some of their old videos, but I never could. Some said they were from Victoria. I really don't know. Do you know any history on that?
No, they're not. Good
okay.
call. Thanks. But no, they're not. They're from Dallas and Houston. But there is a wonderful actually, it's not that wonderful. There is a biopic on them on, I believe it's Netflix. I think it's called That Little Old Band from Texas. And I thought they could have done a better job with their career and in terms of portraying what all happened. But there are some things covered there that I've never seen covered before. So it's worth your time to watch. Kathy, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead, dear.
I am so grateful and blessed that I grew up in an era where I got to witness and come to love their music. I will definitely saw them multiple times before I even knew who they were. And in the late 70s, I was trying to remember one particular concert. My three girlfriends and I camped out literally over 24 hours for tickets, which is crazy. I would not let my kids do that now but it was a different era then. I want to say it was 79. I don't think we were quite in the 80s yet and before the, like you said, the whole MTV thing. But the three of us would stand in the living room and just like you're talking about their choreographed moves, and we would be playing and just jamming to that classic sound. And it really took me up to hear you play those last two songs. Like, I know them, but that's the soundtrack of my childhood for sure. And they will be missed.
Yes, they
but
will.
But they were amazing.
Thank you, Yes, they were. I'd love to get some stories on the air. I know there are people out there that knew them personally. I had the incredible honor in about 2005. The city started a, I don't know that they still do it. It was the first year we did it. And it was a favor Bill White did for me. I was mayor pro tem. He was the mayor. And they had chosen three great Houstonians to honor. And one of the great Houstonians was the band ZZ Top. And it was like a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but instead it was, they were honored as, you know, the greatest Houstonians. And I said, and he's, who do you want to host? Which of these three do you want to host? And I'd been cutting up and bitching about something and whatever it was to shut me up. Then he gave me, getting to host, Frank, Billy, and Dusty, and they all came. And what an evening it was. It was just to get to sit there at that table and watch them interact and see how truly humble they were. They were not in any way standoffish like the stars you would expect, or the way stars typically would be, but they were just, they had such an easy facility to the way, if you asked a question, they would each chime in kind of under their breath and interact. And it was amazing to get that kind of insight onto them and see what comfort they had with each other. You know, the drummer for Aerosmith lives in Tomball, Joey, and I don't know him, but I know people who do. And apparently those guys never talk when they're not on stage. They don't talk backstage. They're not friends. They don't even like each other. But with these three, you got the sense that even if they weren't making music and they worked at the plant, they'd be in a poker club. I mean, they'd be buds. They'd hang out. They'd fish.
The Michael Berry Show.
Michael Berry Show.
Sound as we know it without that thick bass that Dusty Hill, who has passed, played. Dusty Hill on how he got to playing bass.
I started playing bass when I was 13 years old, if you want to call it playing. My brother Rocky Hill played guitar, and we had a drummer, and we played beer joints. And one day he informed me we needed a bass player, which meant me. So that afternoon I came home from school, and there's a bass guitar, and I started playing that night by putting my finger on the fret. When it was time to change, my brother would hit me in the shoulder, and I changed that in sitting in. It was a big thing, and that was the saving grace for all musicians I knew. They sat in with everybody. I don't know how many bass guitars I have, but I have somewhere up around a couple of hundred.
That is truly the closing of a chapter in Houston history. All right, let's start with Scott. We'll go Scott, Dave, Barry, Rich, Kyle in that order, Ramon. 713-212-5874. Scott, you are up. Go ahead.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
I was in a band. It was called the Majestics, and in the early years, like 69, 70, my neighbor, three doors down, she booked the bands and the backup bands for the lodge there on Shepherd Drive. And she said, "Hey, our backup band can't make it. Can you make it?" I said, "Yeah, well, we'll be there on Friday night." But come to find out, it was the Moving Sidewalks that we backed up. And their number one song then, their number one song was 99 Floor Elevator. They played it, and we played it. But we were to the side of the stage with a big old, like a ship rope, and around the columns to keep people from messing with their amplifiers and things like that. But I still have my original Sherwin Vega PA system, 600 watts, and the grandkids, they get on the drums. But we got the name of our band from my make of my drums, was the Majestic Drums. That's how we came up with that name.
What a great name.
Well,
I love the word majestic. There was the Majestic Theater. When you describe something as majestic, it's one of those words that's not trite because it's not overused. When someone has a majestic bearing or a majestic presentation or presence, what a great band name. That's fantastic. Dave,
hello.
You're on the Michael Berry Show. Tell us your ZZ Top Dusty Hill story.
Michael, 1992, I was in. I got a brand new truck, and I was having an alarm put on it. And so, while it was putting on, I went off I-10. I went to a barbecue place, Luther's or something, and I sat down and got me a glass of beer and some food. And all of a sudden, I seen this bearded guy come walking in, and a gentleman behind him with kind of suit and a tie deal. And then they got their stuff and set at the table right next to me. So I'm sitting there and listening. And when he said, "When I get through with this album, I'm going to Hawaii for my vacation," the other gentleman got up and went to the bathroom. So I stood up and I walked over there and I told him, "Hey, I'm David. Me and my brothers, man, we've been playing your music all these years." He said, "Get your beer, come and sit down over here." So I sat there and drank beer with Dusty Hill, and he he signed two of our band cards for me, and like, man, you know, wow, what a thrill, you know. And he was just so down to earth and real cool, you know, and I'll never forget it.
I love it. Thank you for the call, bud. Let's go to Barry, you're on the Michael Berry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Great.
My brother, Pete, went to Lee High School with Billy here in Houston. And we lived in Bridegrove Park. And Billy used to come out and he'd practice at our house until the neighbors had a little chat with Dad. And that ended the story. But Billy and Glenn Williams and my brother used to go to LaGrange, and it wasn't for the scenic drive over that way. Every Saturday night, they go over there. And Pete was telling me that the big deal at Grace and the Madam always made you buy a bottle of Coca-Cola when you got there. So he's a good guy, and the band was terrific. They represented Houston. We grew up, Pete and I grew up in Dallas, and we had the Triumphs up there, which was kind of the ZZ Top of the North Texas area. But he's a great band, great for city of Houston, and God love the boys.
Amen. Thank you for the call. 713-212-5874. What is special to me about ZZ Top and worth noting is that there are plenty of people from Houston. But then there are those who want everyone to know it. George Foreman, Rodney Crowell, Beyonce, ZZ Top. that little old band from Texas, they always wanted to be known. The thing about the Netflix special on them, I think it doesn't do them justice because there's a lot that's left out. But what it does do justice is that they traveled around with Longhorns. They would have an entire cattle show come out on. It was like a carnival. In the 70s, when they toured, they show videos. They'd have Longhorns out on the stage with them. I mean, we're from Texas, by God. You need to know that.
You've got the Michael Berry Show. Berry Show.
Video and it is playing in your mind right now. We'll never go back to a time where you sit for hours on end in the summer, having slept in and watching videos on music television. But boy, wasn't that a special time. For a lot of folks, including me, that was the first time you saw what those bands looked like. What was the dude's name? Howard, No One Ever Is to Blame? Howard Jones. I remember thinking, that's a freaky looking dude right there. I like to imagine Dusty in heaven playing with Elvis's band. I like to imagine him playing. Yeah, of course he was a big Elvis fan. You're exactly right. I like to imagine Dusty playing Viva Las Vegas. With the Worldwide Texas Tour, they had cattle that would come all over. Worldwide Texas Tour. It's like National Truck of Texas. I love the wordplay. On their Worldwide Texas Tour, they had livestock that would come out on the stage. They traveled with basically a carnival full of livestock. And they had trained buzzards. And if you watch the Netflix video, Frank talks about the buzzard that would sit right above him while he played the drums. What a concept. Can you imagine what people thought of that? Here comes the band, and then here comes the livestock out on the stage. Think of all in the documentary, they go through all the hassle that was required to maintain a carnival of traveling livestock that could be brought out on stage for a rock band. Now think about that.
How committed are you to your concept, to your craft, that you're creating that type of show? Forget Pink Floyd's laser show. They've got livestock on stage.
You can turn that up.
If you just tuned in, Dusty Hill passed at 72 years old. Way too young. Way too young. They were to play Tuscaloosa, Alabama tomorrow. A friend of mine that lives up here in Colorado was scheduled to see them for the very first time next month in, I think it was in Denver. Might have been the big venue, Red Rock. I'm not positive. I'll find out. All right, we're going to go Greg, Willie, John, Eric, Jim, and whoever else you got after that. Greg, you're up. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Michael. Hello. Here's my ZZ Top story for you. I was in college in Indiana in the 70s, and one of my first LPs was Tres Hombres, the ZZ Top album with LaGrange. Great album. Sitting on my shelf in the house off campus with my turntable and my speakers and my great amp and all that stuff. Came home after a class one day, and the whole stereo system had been stolen, everything out of there, with one exception, the ZZ Top album, and a few others are still sitting there. So I've had that album for 47 years. Came back to Houston, moved here a few years ago, and I just gave it to a woman here in Houston, kind of related, who knows Dusty and his wife and said they are lovely people. So that's where the album is today. But it was
that was their third album. Do you know what their first album was called?
No, I don't know what it was called.
It's called ZZ Top's first album. True story. Great call, Greg. Thank you, buddy. Let's go to Willie.
Hey, Michael. Yes, sir.
You're up.
94, 95, my band, The Lineup, is playing here a gig in Galveston at the happening spot called Trumpets. It's the nightclub that had the big trumpet up in front of it. And
Hey, hold on. Willie. Did you say you were in a band? I lost that part.
Yeah. The band's name is The Lineup. The Lineup here in Galveston.
The Lineup. Okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you. And We're playing a gig at Trumpets, at the happening spot at the time in 94, 95, New Year's Eve. And we play our first set. And after the set, the manager comes up and tells me, come on upstairs. I got somebody I want you to meet. So I went upstairs, and there was Dusty Hill with his wife. And just so nice, both he and his wife. And he even told me, pull up a chair. And I was hesitant because as musicians, you don't want to hog up shop talk, you know, when they're out with their wives and stuff. But I did just briefly and spoke with him, and he was very, very gracious. But the really cool part is after we went and played the second set. Now it was open to the second floor, like kind of like Rockefeller's in Houston was. And he had the first table right there by the rail, so he could look right down on the dance floor and the stage, and I had a very good vantage point. And at one point, I said, if there's any bass players who want to come up and jam, I didn't, of course, say any names. And
right.
He gave me one of those ZZ Top waves that they did on the videos. It was so cool. Uh-huh. But then after that, I did shoot out a song to him and his wife. And they got up and danced, which was really, really cool. It was kind of intimidating for me. But just to have somebody of that caliber dance to your music.
I have a buddy named Ray Breyers, and he owns a company called The Pipe Yard Inc., INC.com. And if you have a project that needs carbon steel pipe, he stocks everything you need. New surplus, secondary, you name it. Rat hole, mouse hole, conductor casing, pipe pile, sign pole, structural, road bores, dredging. If you're buying or selling, you got an abandoned pipeline, wherever, he'll buy it. ThePipeYardInc.com, 409-788-PIPE, 409-788-PIPE.